Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to the show. Today's show is, let me get that out there, isn't it crazy how technology just really goes crazy around retro, Mercury retrograde, and all that kind of good stuff going on? Isn't, here we go again, crazy. Today's show is actually clearing our chakras to hear our angels, what they are and what they do, which is basically talking about chakras. Today we're going to talk about chakras, looking into what they are, how they work, how they can help you hear your angels, how they can help you hear, see, feel, and know your angels and the true, and to trust your guidance. So it's one of those things of basically being clear, open channel to hear all the guidance that comes through. Today we're also going to have for the 10th caller calls in, you're going to get 45-minute reading free. So call and win. Today we're also doing, as you call in, you can also get some answers to your questions, because we're having psychic, angel, and tarot card readings today, too, as well. So all I ask is you keep down to two questions so we can get everybody on. And thank you for joining us. It's going to be a great show. Plus, we're going to have some more tips on how to have better readings, which is the idea of doing readings for yourself. Or if you're someone who's just in doubt with certain things, or you're having some kind of confusion with reading the books and that kind of stuff to go along with it, just listen in. We'll give some tips on how to really do some readings. But we're really going to focus today on, I always found that it's easier to connect with your angels before you do readings and ground yourself. But it seems like just the idea of having a really good prayer can actually do both. So we're going to do that too today. So let's get right to it. Let's see. Also, I wanted to remind everybody that every time we get on the air, I'm also giving a card where I shuffle the cards, and then I ask you if you want to cut them or not, and then you get your card for the day, which has a tendency to round off the questions you're asking anyway, which is working out pretty good on that. So it's always one of those things where I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. So let's keep that focus in case you've got some things that are going down. Try to remember that one in particular, and I think it'll be okay. I know it'll be okay. So let's get right to it. We're sitting here talking about chakras. Chakras are energy centers of the body. If you trace down the definition of chakras, it actually means wheel. So it's the idea of getting pictures in your mind of what chakras are all about. And the more, I always think that the more that you actually go out there and try to find as much information as you can, which gives you gives you some information for your imagination so you can actually focus on these wheels. The root chakra is ruby red. The sacral chakra, which is orange. You have your solar plexus, which is yellow. You have your heart chakra, which is green. You have your throat chakra, which is robin eggs blue. You have your third eye chakra, which is indigo. And then you have your crown chakra, which is actually violet. And those are very powerful colors in themselves because they all mean something. It goes along with those chakras. And it's amazing that with each sense that we have, we also have a chakra that goes with it. or works with it, or there's association there. Some people say there's actually an air chakra, which is actually running parallel, well, not parallel, but running at a 45-degree angle on either side where your ears are at, almost like it's a connection with the third eye chakra. They're kind of working together. So, you know, when you sit and look at those situations, it's really amazing that science hasn't caught up on that one yet. I think a lot of people have. I've actually read some things that doctors have come to a conclusion that there is energy running through our body. And basically what the chakras doing are just regulating that energy through your body. You know, little energy centers like little dynamos. So, you know, it's almost like, in a way, they regulate the energy so it won't overwhelm you. But at the same time, once you keep those open, it's like they also work in connection with your aura. And your aura can be the same way as your chakras, except it's a protection. I call it, that's what I really would look at it as, is protection. Protecting you from everything around you, and when it's working and you're aware of it, it works very well. So if you sit there and look at that situation, and because everybody's looking for protection from the everyday life that they're going through, and I think if the more you connect with your chakras and the more you work and be aware of your aura, the more you can protect yourself from these things, so therefore the world is not draining you. Plus, the more you're aware of your chakras and your aura, the more you can work with them. So when you visualize and you open yourself to hear your guidance, it just, like I said before, it just gives you a clearer, it clears you out. You've heard of chakra clearing. It's basically just cleansing and balancing your chakras. So therefore, your frequency is always high. So therefore, you can actually attract what you want. I mean, it's like a lot of people will say, well, the law of attraction should just work automatically. That's true. But we could also put it in the same category as a car or a truck. Your body is like your car. It gets you from point A to point B. But you are in charge. So therefore, it's just like the idea of realizing what you're gifted with, what tools you have to use, and that you have to work with. So if your car breaks down, you know, you're not going anywhere. You know, it's like one of those things, you focus, and you think, well, I got to get my car fixed. And as soon as you fix your car, you know, as soon as you fix that car, then you're going forward again. And that's what I'm basically trying to help everybody understand, the idea of constantly doing meditations to keep your chakras cleansed and balanced, and then working on your chakras to make sure that you're not absorbing anything into your chakras that you're not letting go of. And then the idea of also with your aura has been also said that the protection is there, but it can also absorb things too. And if you go any deeper than that, it's the idea of also influencing your life, that you could actually meditate on certain colors to bring them into your aura to help you with situations. So therefore, if you're trying to raise your vibration to attract something, you can actually bring that color into your aura, and also maybe in some ways you could also focus on that certain chakra with the same color. And then you could actually be more open, and I just feel like when you start doing those kind of things, it just makes it easier to manifest and to attract exactly what you want, and things seem to happen quicker. You know, the idea of manifesting is the idea of basically putting your mind on what you want, you know, which, of course, you should serve to the highest good of all. So basically it's one of those things, you know, like sitting there looking at yourself going, focusing on a win-win situation, which we've discussed in previous shows where you know that what you're manifesting is the right direction that's going to happen soon, is because when it starts unfolding, everybody involved is winning. So someone, you know, it's like you're asking for a ride to the park, and the person who gives you the ride to the park also gets, either it needs your help or the idea of going in the same direction. Either way you look at the situation, there you are, you're both getting what you have focused on manifesting, and it's happening, and you're helping each other. So it's like the idea, you know, of understanding the connections that we have, and we're all connected in some way. We all come from the same source. So therefore, we all have the same connection. So it's just opening up the vibrations which is working through your chakras. Like, we'll sit here and look at the idea of the ground chakra. The ground chakra is basically, or the root chakra is the chakra that's in charge of, well, let me put it this way. It's the one that is at the base of the spine. And that chakra is basically ruby red. There's also a meditational sound, which is Lam, which is spelled L-A-M, but it's pronounced L-U-M, so it's like Lam. And then it's at the adrenals, the adrenal glands, and it also, the key words are I have, okay? The root chakra is the most closely related to all earthly issues, you know, such as survival, the physical body, financial concerns, as well as substantial, safety, shelter, more or less safety and security. You know, it's the idea of security in itself. So it can be financial. It can also be the way you feel. Some people feel out of control, or I wouldn't say feel out of control, but they just feel a sense of danger, and they have a tendency to feed into fear all the time. Well, this is probably a person who needs to work on the energy of the chakra, which is the root chakra. And usually when this chakra is blocked or depleted, you have a sense of not feeling totally grounded. When you feel this way, you don't feel quite right. So certain days, you're just like, I don't know. Lately, I'm just not feeling like myself. And that could be disassociated with the root chakra. Okay? So when you balance that chakra out, which is a good thing, what you should do there is yoga is highly a beneficial thing. Dancing, light physical exercise. Certain martial arts, Tai Chi. Yeah. It's just one of those things of, it has to do with a lot of focusing on balance. So we were sitting talking before about the HemiSync company and their CDs of meditation. They actually have a CD which is actually for meditation. I think it's called the Chakras Balancing. I'm not really sure about that. I have that CD myself, and what it is, it's basically, it has 8 tracks on it. It helps you, it has a track for each one of the chakras, and then it has an eighth track on that CD, which actually is for grounding, which is highly recommended. And it's kind of crazy that I, you know, talked about that. And a lot of books you talk about, and it's great that someone's actually followed through, and there's a CD that you could actually focus on that would help you with, like, an alternative. You're doing you're probably all meditating and you're focusing on things, but sometimes when you can find some kind of visual aid, which these CDs are really good, and I really highly recommend them, and you should definitely give this company a call. And let me give you their number. Their number is, it's a toll-free number, which is 1-800-541-2488. They service U.S. and Canada. If you want to, you can just call straight through. What's the number? There is 463-8692. You can also go to the website, which is www.hemi, which is HEMI-SYNC.com. They got some really good specials on. This is holiday season too, so you can actually, you always have a special where you can, if you buy 4 CDs, you get the 4th one free. But now they got some things where I guess they usually go for the regular price of $19.95, but now the way things are looking, they got some really great specials going on. Well, I think, don't quote me on this, check with them, but last time I heard, you can actually get it for like $11.95 a piece. And we still got that offer where if you buy 4 of them, you still get the 4th one free. So check that out and check in with them because they have a lot of great CDs on there, a lot of great CDs for sleep. They also have meditations for connecting with your angels, connecting with yourself. Just the idea when I got the catalog myself from already dealing with this company, it's amazing of all the CDs they have to cover all kinds of things. So you should definitely check that out because that definitely would help you out with your spiritual enlightenment and what you're trying to obtain, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so then you sit and look at the situation. We go on to the sacred chakra, which is actually where you would find those around in males. You'd find them on the testicles. And for females, you'd find them on the ovaries. It's orange. The key sound for that is meditational sound is VAM, which is V-A-M, but it's pronounced V-U-M, VAM, and you just kind of draw it out. And actually when you start focusing on, if you want to meditate with those sounds, is you focus on those chakras. And as you breathe in and out, picture, you know, imagine yourself breathing through those chakras. It's a great cleansing. If you really want to locate the whole thing, what I would recommend doing is taking two fingers below the navel. Now, the sacral chakra is related to emotion, desires, creativity, and sexuality. So if it's underactive, the sacral chakra can cause you to experience lower sex drives, or you may become an introvert where you just want to stay in and don't want to do nothing, and you worry about what others think of you. You're just constantly thinking about outwards. You're not thinking about inwards. If it's overactive, then you have a tendency to be, you know, you feel sexually aggressive, jealous, possessive. And this would explain a lot of women when they get into a situation or men where they're just constantly thinking they have to use that to get what they want. It's a kind of a counteractive addiction kind of problem. Same thing with food, that kind of stuff. So what you usually get in that situation is, I've seen with myself, where it's like when they start meditating and focusing on that chakra and they start balancing that chakra out, you know, some people are kind of overweight because what they're doing is when they eat food, it kind of drowns out that whole thing so they don't have to listen to it. Like you can hear, you know, your angels are talking to you, you need to focus on that. And what's going on there is it's actually saying you need to balance that chakra. And we've noticed women who have done that, usually women, I've never really experienced men going through that, but usually most of my clients I've experienced with, they have a tendency to lose a lot of weight just by balancing that chakra out and realizing they need to work on that kind of thing and start getting back to a point and opening up to their angels, because it's like that one is, I guess you would say, the idea of sexuality, but also at the same time trying to find the right person or attracting the right person. There's always talking about attraction with the law of attraction, where you basically put yourself at a higher frequency and do that. So if your chakra is out of balance, you can't attract that. So basically what you're doing is you're attracting everything because your chakra is out of balance. So you attract men who are abusive or overbearing, or you're just attracting the wrong kind of person where you're just accepting because your chakra is out of balance. So it basically gives you in a state of mind where you think that you have to settle because you're not worth it. And also when you balance that chakra, it really raises your self-confidence up as well. So you see that they really are important. It's like the solar plexus chakra. It's yellow. The key sound there for a meditation to focus on that one to balance it out is basically Ram, which is spelled R-A-M, which is Ram. So you bring it out as well. You'll find it around the pancreas and in the adrenals. The key word here is I can. And I think I did the one for the sacral chakra. Yeah, the sacral chakra is actually I want. That's the key word for that one. Okay. It's located between the navel area and the ribcage. Okay. The solar plexus is it's basically a chakra that represents power, vitality, self-confidence, self-esteem, and confidence. All right. This is the center where all the emotions and feelings are recorded. So you have that whole thing, which is basically all physical. It relates more to the physical world around you. But as we get further into the whole thing, it's also your emotions, your self-confidence. So, you know, there's a lot, vitality, not your emotions, vitality, self-control, and self-confidence, confidence, and self-esteem. So when you feel out of control or you feel powerless, that's when most of us really feel that one. That's the butterflies that a lot of people get, or be easy, that weird feeling of uneasiness in your stomach when you're in a situation or confronting a person you're not really sure about. Okay? And these chakras are very easy to balance. It's just the idea of sitting down focusing about 10 or 15 minutes a day and just come up with your own kind of chakra. The reason I say the visualization is really good is the idea of taking the white light and the green light coming from the ground. You take the green light up through your body. The white light comes down through your body, or else you can use the gold light, the golden light too as well, and you're just bringing them through your body. You imagine each one of these chakras, you can either picture a wheel, or I used to picture they were globes of energy, lights, and as the lights went through those, they would get brighter, and they would balance. And they would start vibrating at the frequency that they were supposed to be. And I would imagine that. I would do that for like 10 or 15 minutes, and I would let the lights go back to where they came from. And I would always feel like I was like a well-tuned Mustang, just zipping through life. And I do that, you know, I would do that every day. And then I would do one at night. Because in the mornings, it's great to get those things shut, to get the chakras balanced out so you can handle the day, make good decisions. It just keeps, it's basically like having them wide open. The guidance that comes through when you're basically in situations of making decisions makes it easier. And then at night, you do another chakra clearing to basically clear those chakras and even, you know, maybe shut them down so they're not open as wide. Bring down your energy level and then balance it out. And so you can sleep. This would definitely take you away from the situation with any, you know, using any kind of medication. I've actually done the same thing with focusing on my chakras when I have migraines and headaches, because it seems like there's a connection there too. And it could be the way, because of the work I do, I constantly am doing some kind of chakra, some kind of meditation. And when I don't, I can definitely really feel it. It's like not going to the gym for a while. You feel unhealthy. So do that too. Plus the idea of working out, doing aerobics, any kind of physical exertion, you know, working out of some kind, has a tendency to keep those open and keep your chakras balanced very simply because the breathing, if you are a person who focuses and does everything correctly, correct form and correct breathing, basically you're doing the same thing as you would do if you were meditating, except the difference is you're working out with weights or whatever, and meditation you're not. So, you know, there's only a little variation there. But the sacral chakra is one of those things, like I said, solar plexus, I'm sorry. The solar plexus is one of those chakras that we all know. It's one that, you know, we know when we're feeling powerless in situations. So it goes back to the situation. But I've also noticed that when you meet the right person, you feel some kind of nervousness, but not as intense. And sometimes you don't even feel it at all because it's giving you, and it's like you're feeling a sense of what's familiar to you. So it's almost like attracting yourself. So you're not scared of yourself. And if you were in a situation where you fear things about yourself, then you probably would fear that. So it's a good way to focus and balance that out. So when you do meet the right person, that won't kick in because you'll feel confident that you know exactly what's happening and you know this is the right person. So then we have the heart chakra, which is, that's green. Some people say it's emerald green. The sound for that one is yam, which is Y-A-M, but also pronounced with yum, which is like a U. It's located right there at the heart area. Some say there's actually two chakras there. Depending what you want, you know, what you want to do, or study them all and focus, and maybe you're a person that might want to hit all those things, because there is a lot of chakras in the body. Not just the seven main ones, and some people say there's nine main ones. But if we go on to just the seven, this one here is the key word is I love, which would make sense. That's the heart chakra. It's basically the one that's in charge of, represents unconditional love, compassion, joy, balance, relationship, and healing. It says it's the chakra that actually links between our mind, body, and spirit. Because if you notice, as we go up a little further, this is definitely your emotionals. And this is how you connect. This is how you relate to people, which has basically been proven. If you really look at the situation, it's very interesting. Because when you relate to somebody, you're not really relating to them when you meet the right person. You're not relating to them on the physical sense. It's more of the essence of who that person is. So it makes a lot of sense that the chakras are there. You're feeling the energy of the other person. But then we have the other chakras that go above it, like the light blue throat chakra, which is actually, some people describe it as robin eggs blue. It's fantastic. Okay, and the sound for that one is hum, which is H-A-M, but pronounced with a U, hum. It's basically located by the thyroid. The key word there is I speak. And this one is the idea of chakra. It's the idea. This one here is located, as you might expect, in the throat area. The throat area is associated with communication, sound, creativity, and the ability of clear audience. And with that, how that works, it's almost the same thing with the third eye one, the third eye chakra as well. They kind of have a tendency to work together, because as you focus on the visuals or you focus on what you're hearing, then you use the throat chakra to actually communicate to the others or whoever you're working with. So it's very interesting that you'll start noticing that the other chakras that go up from there are associated with a sense. The heart is a sense of loving, relating, connecting with people, and then you have the throat chakra, which is the idea of how you communicate with other people, but it's also a spiritual behind it. So it's not the throat and the vocal cords. It's the idea of how you flow when you speak to other people. So it's another thing of flow of energy. And so, you know, that one there, in some ways, since you're already using the sounds to meditate and to clear those things, that one there would definitely get a benefit of all of them. The third eye chakra is, like I said, this color indigo. The sound there is OM, which we've probably heard that before. I've seen it in the movies. It's O-M, OM. That's located around the pituitary gland. The key word there is I see. And if you notice, a lot of psychics do say, I see this going on, the visions I see. So it's kind of, always constantly reinforcing that too as well. This is the chakra, which is the one that's most talked about. It's associated with clairvoyancy, intuition, higher levels of consciousness. It's actually found between the brow and just above the bridge of your nose. This chakra works closely with the throat and the crown chakra to assist you with your psychic and your intuitive inner guidance. So you see how that, balancing that one out, how once it's open, how it could help you hear your guidance from God, angels, and all of your spiritual entities that are around you by opening those channels, even to the point where you actually might be starting to put yourself in a situation where you actually see them. Okay, so, you know, let me balance myself out here for a minute. This is a little overwhelming. Then we have the crown chakra, which is the color of violet. The sound for that one is basically silence, which makes sense, because what you're doing is be silent and still so you can hear your guidance. So the idea of balancing these out also have a tendency to help you regulate your energy so you can bounce back into a form of calmness. Because a lot of people have a tendency when you really start taking and doing energy work, the idea of regulating it is you keep from getting hyper, so you can actually focus on what's going on, pay attention, take in exactly what's being said to you and heard, so you can actually act on it as quick as possible, too. It's basically located to right there at the pineal gland. I think I'm seeing that right. But it's most people was associated with right at the crown, like the inside of the crown, the top of your head. Some people associate with like having a dome. It's like walking into a dance and you have the strobe light above, not the strobe light, but the disco ball above your head. So it'd be something like that. So the crown chakra would be right in underneath the crown of your head. And they all work together. Now that one would be straight up, and the other ones have a tendency to vibrate in certain ways. And then the ground chakra, or the root chakra, also does the same thing, facing downwards. It's always taking in energy. And that's what we're always talking about. When you take in green energy from the ground, that's a great way to ground yourself. But at the same time, you could also take that green up through your head and take the golden light down through your head, have those two coming in two different directions, but working together, and then have them running together, where they could actually go around your body. And this is a good one, too. When you regulate those energies going through your body and you regulate those chakras, you could also take it on the outside of your body, run it down the sides, back in through the chakras. See, and what you're doing there, if you do it on both sides, you could actually cleanse your aura at the same time. And it's a good thing to do to keep your aura as cleansed as possible, as much as possible as well. Because it's like when you walk into a room and you're doing all this thing, and you start sensing things. In some ways, your aura is like, it's basically connected, associated with your psychic ability, because you're picking these things up, and the more you're aware of this energy, the more you can use it to your advantage. So when you come into places and sense people. But it's like if you ever been in a situation where you do sense those things, that's what's assisting you and basically sensing those people, those rooms, that energy in there. When you walk in, you know the room's hostile or you know it's positive. That's basically your aura assisting you in those situations. And like I said, it's very easy to do those. I mean, here's an easy affirmation for you. I am energy. The universe flows through me and guides me. And just kind of use that one as you're doing your meditation. And this will guide you through your energy. Let's also open up the energy so you can hear your angel. They can also assist you in clearing your chakras too, because they can actually see them in a way that you can't. And they can tell you how to unblock them, which ones you need to work with better or more, you need to focus on. And just basically learn in those situations that you can actually recharge, they call them your spiritual batteries. And when they're properly balanced and cleansed, you feel all kinds of energy you've never felt before. And it's very interesting. And I got a hold of this meditation myself from John Holland, who actually has two books, which I highly recommend. They're great books. John Holland, the first one I read was about mediums, also assists you on how to do that. Also, the idea of some of the stories he says of listening to his own intuition, which took him very far. And the book's called Born Knowing. Also, that's a great book, too. There's another one that I've actually studied myself quite a bit, and I actually use the meditation for my chakras in this book, because I've actually done this so many times, and this one is so great. Because you can do this one anywhere. So after you memorize the words themselves, you know, what I would do, I usually go Ram, Vam, Ram, Yam, Ham, Om, and then silence. And I'll go through that for like 5 minutes. I'll go through it one at a time. But as I go through one at a time, I take a deep breath inwards, and as I breathe out, I pronunciate the sound itself and let it go as long as I can. I focus on the chakra that it's associated with, and I'll do this. I'll go through the whole line and then go through it again. And I'll continue to do this for like at least 5 minutes, sometimes 10. And sometimes I'll actually get my chakra CD out, and I'll go through that one just to make sure that everything's clear and got to go. And then I start listening to my angels as I'm doing the meditations too, of pointing out which ones I should take some extra care with too as well. If I'm like focusing on relationships, I focus on the heart chakra more. But at the same time, I also focus on the throat chakra. So when I do meet the right person, I don't get all bundled up and everything else, and I can actually talk to them. Another person out there, this is a good book. It's called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. Now, this is a great book because if you get the hard copy, it includes a free psychic meditational CD in there. So it goes over a lot of these things too as well. So you can get an idea exactly how to do it. It also covers auras, chakras. It talks about psychic ability. Through the whole book, it's got affirmations on focusing on certain things, certain gifts and that kind of stuff. So it gives you a lot of information and a lot of tools on how to improve on what you're doing. But also at the same time, the reason I recommend it, to really read a lot of different kind of books so you can actually come into your own and deal with it as well. Come up with your own way of meditating, the other way of listening to your angels, that's comfortable for you. And this is a good one too. As you said, it's like also focusing, and there's another one here called I am a Rainbow of Psychic Energy. Every day I take a moment to balance and cleanse my spiritual batteries. So you see, there's the connection right there with the spiritual batteries too as well. But like I said before, we were talking about auras, and with auras themselves, aura colors and their meanings. I mean, it's like the idea of, use another affirmation, I am now awakening my natural ability to see auras. It's the idea of sometimes there's just a couple blocks in there, maybe from what you taught, from past lives, or a lot of things. And by using these affirmations, you can clear those out and replace them with positive thoughts. Take the negative ones out and say, okay, auras. And then replace it with, oh, I am now awakening my natural ability to see auras. I am beginning to be aware of the vibrations that surround everyone and everything. And if you start to look at that situation, it's just basically opening it up and affirming to you something you basically probably already knew anyway, that there was something there and now it's bringing it to your attention one more time. And usually when you start getting all these attentions, your angels are trying to tell you something because they're trying to communicate with you, and they feel like if you work on these things and open them up, then you will be able to hear them a whole lot clearer. And you'll also be able to take the information and do what you got to do. Now, auras, you've probably seen auras. If you look at a lot of paintings, when they have the halo above the head, what they're saying there is a lot of artists have actually mistaken the gold halos around the heads, which do represent spiritual light of the aura. So it was, you know, the halo is basically really the aura, the tip of it. Everybody sees that whole part. But actually the aura goes down around the whole body. It's almost like oval, or some people have actually described it as egg shape. It covers your whole body. Auras have been described in all kinds of ways. If you sit there and look through humanity and how they've painted in the pictures and just certain things. I mean, there's actually been pictures of people who have a complete light around them. You know, it's almost like what you would see. It's like even in a sense, people have said that taking auras and you see a spirit, the reason it radiates the way it does or illuminates is because you still have that aura about you. So basically you look at the aura, is actually, you can actually do this too. You can actually take the aura and expand it. So it's just, it's like basically it's a part of your soul or your spirit. So it's like you radiating through your body. And you can sense these things. The reason you can sense those things is because it's basically your soul and your spirit touching these things all around you. And the more you expand that, the more you realize you have no limitations, then you start touching everything. It's always the people that have the aura that are close to their bodies are the ones who just feel like they have so many limitations on their life when they really don't. So they just kind of open up and go like that. And it's also, I know Edgar Casey is one of them, used to trust the aura that he sees, that he's seen, because one incident as it goes, as he was walking to an elevator, he started to get into the elevator and he noticed all these people that were in the elevator, their auras were either non-existent or they were very close to their body. And something just told him not to walk and get on that elevator. So he walks the other way. And then 8 minutes later, this elevator, basically, the cable snapped and it crashed to the ground. And I guess you would say the people who died didn't have the aura, but you could see because it was all like very close. Like they almost sensed that there was something. They almost like their abilities of not really being in touch with themselves, knew something was going to happen, but they didn't trust that, so they were just sitting there. Okay, and the people who had auras that were very close to their bodies got injured but didn't die. So there was definitely a big connection there, what was going on, and he read that very clearly. Well, that was interesting in itself. So when you look at these situations, I mean, it's like with the auras, you have people talking about the colors of the chakras. I mean, just the idea of opening up the cleansing your chakras can expand your intuitive psychic abilities. It can maintain a better, healthy body. It can also enable you to find like-minded people in spiritually beneficial places quickly. And it can also help you to protect your personal space. And you begin to attract positive people and conditions that can assist you in every day of your life. So, you know, when you start working on the aura, you'll start noticing there's a lot of changes in your body and your life in a positive way. So there, you know, to maintain that whole thing, it's got to be, the whole thing is the idea of focusing on breathing and breath and psychic ability and the energy. It's like when, you've probably noticed that when you're with chakras, when you have ever had a psychic reading, a lot of people have a tendency to take deep breaths. That's just bringing in the essence of life and opening up your mind. But it's also a great way to connect with your angels and your guides and everybody who helps you and assists you with these readings to get a very clear vision and to see the information a whole lot more clear so they can give it to you exactly where you need to get it. So you can see there's a lot of things that all really go over the whole thing. And the ideal with the meditations, meditating it's so freaking beneficial to you, you would not believe. So we are like an hour and 20 minutes remaining on the show. If you want to call in and give us any comments or you have your questions for your psychic readings, give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. We're going to go in here and take some calls. But before we go through there, it's Christmas season, and
I personally do readings myself. I'm a psychic journeyman. I'm a medium. I'm a spiritual advisor. I do psychic readings, angel card readings, tarot card readings. I do all kinds of things. I also do some past life regressions. I do a lot of them. I'm just saying I do past life regressions, relationship counseling, life coaching. And this month we're having some great specials on those. So if you really want to take advantage of those, give me a call. Private number is 937-838-6337. Now, I do private readings. Now, the readings themselves right this month are going for $25 for a half hour and $45 for only an hour. If we have a tendency to go over, so no big deal. You're good to go. We're having also relationship counseling sessions and life coaching sessions. I need to get a voice coach. Anyway, with those situations, the sessions there are one of those things where I always recommend calling and working out a situation, because the sessions are different than the readings. The readings have a set time, and they're not set times. Kind of hard to understand, but I'm basically saying if I get it a half hour and it goes over 45, we don't freak out about the whole thing. Things happen, and what I love to do is I love to help people, help them find the answers, and also want them to be able to use the answers and really make a big change in their lives. So I have a tendency to take all the time it takes in this situation. But when it comes to relationship counseling and that kind of thing, those are things that can actually go into, like, for example, if I'm working with a couple, sometimes I like to work with her, and then I like to work with him. And then I like to work, after I work with both of them, by doing a session for both, then I would do a session with both of them together. It's just the idea of getting a lot of things out in the open, because sometimes people have a tendency to be more open of talking about certain things if a certain person is not there. And then we bring them together and help them understand that we're going to discuss those things, but now, we have a certain advantage by having a mediator here. But I also do medium work as well, which is contacting. And I used to tell people it works more like this with me. I don't contact anyone. If you're contacting me, more likely, if you're wanting to connect with somebody, it's going to happen where they're going to connect with me. Okay? So I want to tell everybody I don't do that. I don't go out and connect with them. It's one of those things, if you're calling me, I'm pretty sure there's a reason why, and that's to bring you both together and get across the message you need to go. Okay? So therefore, we got that one. Those are different kind of sessions too, but they're not much different. Okay? And I stress to everybody with the situation, call the number. It's 937-838-6337. And with the way I work, I'm a person who really doesn't turn anybody away. So if you really feel like you need a reading and you might not have the exact amount of money that we're asking for here, don't feel like you need to. Just give me a call and I'm sure we can work something out. It's one of those things where I've never turned anybody down. I used to have a shop in Colorado and I used to sit there and tell them the exact same thing. Come on in the door. Oh, you don't have $25 for 15 minutes? Well, just figure out the whole thing and tell me what you do have. And then we'll work with that, okay? So that's what I'm saying with everybody else. Give me a call. The number is 937-838-6337. If you want to pay for one and get a phone reading or even a session, go to my PayPal account, which is actually the same as it is on my site, at psychicjourneyman61@live.com, and deposit that money in my account. And as soon as it hits there, you have me for whatever we've agreed to. So, like I said before, you call it if you only have $10, you want an hour. I'm pretty sure I can do that. And why not? My business, right? So, give me a call. I would love to work with you, and I will work with you any way that I have to. So, I just really want to give, and I really want people to get the information that's coming across, even to the point of the information that they might need to help them connect with their angels so they can do it themselves. That is great. The more we all come together and realize that we are psychic and intuitive, and the guidance that's coming through is for us solely, the idea of knowing that seems like it just opens up horizons and you know exactly what to do with your life. And as soon as you start following that guidance, your life gets a whole lot better. All right, so give me a call, private readings. $25 for a half hour, 45 minutes for an hour. And the number is 937-838-6337. The PayPal account is actually under psychic-journeyman61@live.com. All right, so let's go to the phones and see what we got going here. Let's talk to some people and start answering some questions. Maybe actually hear some comments from people about what they think about the chakras. I'm sorry if I go into some things in detail, but that's how I was taught, and I've been self-taught, and my angels have directed me to a lot of books and stuff like that. That's why I always really focus on opening up that channel to listen to your angels, because the idea of being led to people, places, books, and that kind of stuff, you seem to learn a whole lot quicker, and it seems like they are your teacher. So best to do it that way. So let's go to the phones. See what's up here. Area code 561, you're on the air. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
So-so. A rough day.
You what?
I had a rough day.
Oh, okay. Well, I identify with that. I'm trying to be upbeat myself. Say, hey, it's a great day, and
I know.
A couple things happened this morning, and I'm just like, gotta put the shotgun away, man. No. I'm just saying, sometimes in the mind, you know, we all have those pictures in our mind where we just want to shoot somebody. We never do, but just makes you, it just kind of like, I don't know if it's the same situation with you or not, but it's like, it's amazing how some people put things in perspective, and it just baffles you that they always want to put everything before people.
Mm-hmm.
And the next
thing
you know, like, oh, it's like, okay, it's Christmas time, but you don't have a job,
they
so you got to go.
Care.
Yeah, you're just sitting there going, okay, you're sitting there saying what you're saying is, and I don't care what anybody, any landlord out there says, I don't care. Because my freaking philosophy on the whole thing is, people are important. You know, it's the idea of saying, okay, you got to go, it's basically saying the money is more important than you are. And that
mm-hmm.
person walking up, and I agree, you know, I've told people before, I don't believe that we're responsible for anybody, but we are responsible for our own actions and what our actions, and how our actions actually are portrayed by everybody else. And I know for a fact that I've tried to get across to people and say it, and it seems like people understand me and they know exactly where I'm coming from, so I'm getting better. But I'm saying some people just look at it and say, well, how come they even perceive it that way? I'm sitting there going, well, how do you expect them to perceive it? If you want to sit there and put blinders on to what you're doing, that's your business. But to sit there and say you don't know what you're doing, it's very obvious
mm-hmm.
that people go out, get thrown people out in the cold and they freeze to death. And the person said, well, they didn't pay the rent. See, the money thing came into play again. They did not care about those people that froze to death. It was, I didn't get my money. So it's more of a self-centered, selfish thing of saying I didn't get my money. When I could have sat there and said, you know, I've seen people in situations, there's a guy who hurt his back and let him stay in an apartment for almost a year without paying any rent. So to sit there and say you can't do these things, it's not being truthful.
Yeah.
And I just wish everybody to be more honest. This is the holiday season. You think people will be, and there are, I'm not saying they're not, there are people out there are just happy, you know, ho, 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 but I'm having my, I don't know if it's you either, but I'm having a tough time. When I see the Christmas lights, I'm really trying to get in the Christmas spirit, you know. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes with a serious situation, these people and their money, money is not, people don't realize how, if you sit there and focus, really, money is very easy to obtain. And once you understand that, then a lot of things don't seem to be so important anymore. You know, because we've heard people say, well, I have to have a car. I have to have this.
Yeah.
Got to have that. But then you see them in other situations, and they always seem to find a solution, which is where they didn't, the statement that they made didn't make any sense because they really didn't need it. It was something they really wanted to do because they didn't want to walk. I've done that before myself, but there's always solutions, and I've seen too many things that have dropped in my lap by not having money. Apartments, hotel rooms, you know. And when you start seeing things like that, it just makes you think differently by asking yourself exactly what can I do. So since I manifested those and I didn't need money for those, and they like come and tell me I did, you start looking at people differently and saying what they can and cannot do. It's basically what they're saying is I won't do that. Probably nothing I can't. Let me ask you a question. What's your name?
It's Stacy. And my question is, I have been fighting with my mortgage company, and they're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I've gotten a senator and a congressman involved. I just want to know, what do you see the outcome will be with between my mortgage company and myself? Because they are so shady. I'm fighting, but I don't know. I'm fighting for dear life.
Well, that's what I'm saying before with the situation. I'm not trying to denounce your situation. I just feel like it's one of those things of focusing positive on it. Because, I mean, when I look at it, see, I can sit and tell you what's going to happen. But I want you to also maintain a positive attitude and positive thinking and almost like the ideal.
But it's so hard. It is.
Oh, I know. It's hard.
I've been fighting them. And I fought, and I've told them I fought. But today when I went in my car, I got so weak and tears just rolled down my eyes, and I'm like, so I said, okay, Stacy, you cried. Now back to work, you know? But
all right.
They just wanted to stick the breath out of you.
Huh?
I said, it's like they want to take your last breath, you know?
I understand. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's like, I remember one situation of some lady trying to get her kid into school, and it was just like they were just so bent on, we don't change policies, we don't do this, we don't do that. And what she did was she refused to be emotionally involved. She knew she was right. She knew what was going to happen. She had her angels with her, and they did come and tell her, there's no reason to shed tears or emotions here. And the less that you do, the less you attach yourself to the situation, the more it's going to fall into your favor. And they told her that her kid's birthday came in after the date. So since it came in after the date, he couldn't get into school. Which most people would think, well, since it comes in after the date, what's the problem? Well, they had a policy and blah, blah, blah. But she sat there and she said, well, I want to talk to the owner. I know she said, I want to talk to the manager. So she said, I'll talk to the manager. And through the whole thing, she's just saying, people are looking at her going, well, it's not going to make any difference. And she goes, it doesn't matter. I just need to talk to him. And she was really calm. And she said, I need to talk to him, and I want to talk to him, so therefore, please, can I talk to him? And she wouldn't let anybody bring her out of that, you know, like kind of spook her and make her angry or just make her mad or just anything. She just said no, and she would stick to her guns. That's all she did. And then she finally got to meet the owner, and everybody came and telling her over and over again they wasn't going to change their policy. He wasn't getting out of school. And even the owner said, well, I have a board I have to go in front of. But he said, I will take it to them, so... He says, we never changed policy, we never have. And everybody's thinking, it's a no-win situation because they kept on telling her, this is policy, okay, this is policy. And she said, that might be so, but go ahead and talk to your board. And she just basically would not attach herself to this thing like they wanted her to. She stuck to her grounds. She focused on the visualization that she had in her mind, and she was also focusing on how she saw it playing out, not the way they wanted her to see it playing out. Okay, because they're trying to get what they want, too.
Right.
So she sat there, and she focused, and she said, you know, basically, talk to your board, and, you know, when you have an answer, give me a call. So he calls her in the office, and he was like, this is the most baffling thing that's ever happened. We never changed our policy, but we're going to now. So it all went right there. But the biggest thing I saw was she didn't attach herself to it. She detached herself from it. This is where she could focus on her visualization of how it was going to play out. I've actually done the same thing myself. When I've walked into places and a person tells me, you cannot get that apartment because you have no money. And I still went to go look at the apartment anyway. I end up talking to this landlord who even called me and said, called me on it and said, you don't have any money, do you? I said, no, I don't. The guy walks out for a minute, comes back in. He goes, I have a deal for you. My maintenance man is drunk right now, and I need this apartment painted, and you want to move in? He said, I will let you, if you finish painting the rest of this apartment, you can move in right now. And that's like the first week of November. And I didn't have to do anything until the 1st of December. So, see, people would sit there and say, hey, you need money to get that. Not at that point, I did not need any money at that time. I had a chance. I still got the apartment. Yes, I had to pay rent, but I still got it before the fact. So, you know, there's things like that going on. If you want to read Doreen Virtue's book, she was told when she was in college to be a psychotherapist that she would never get a job as a psychotherapist until she graduated. She was dead bent to prove them wrong. So she went out and found a job 4 months before she graduated as a psychotherapist. So, you know, it's one of those things. Don't let the world dictate your success, because that's what they're doing here. They're trying to portray to you this is a vision that we see happening because this is the way it happens every time. So they're not willing to look outside the box. And all we're trying to do with you is say, think about it, focus on your visualization on how this is going to play itself out. Don't let them hurt you. Because at the time they're hurting you, a little bit of you is saying, oh, they're going to win. And you don't want that little bit of peace. You want that peace with you. And that's what's going
right.
on there. So focus. And I understand what you're saying with the situation. But I still feel like it's going to play out because I just feel like they're going to get caught. And it's all going to benefit you to the point where I keep getting benefits, good benefits of you coming towards you. But like I said, I keep getting over and over again. I keep noticing that with certain things, when I do certain shows and certain people calling and asking questions, they all have a tendency to be related. And I think my angels do that on purpose. So I say, okay, take a look at your chakras. Maybe your root chakra is a little unbalanced because you're feeling ungrounded right now because of what they're trying to do to you. And the more grounded you get by working on that chakra, the more you can maintain and focus on your vision of how you know this is going to play out. And that's the big thing. Sometimes people have a tendency to take affirmations or just make sayings and say, okay, I want 20 clients this week and make $200. And they have a tendency to dwell on that one statement. So based on what they're going to get, they might find a book that says that on it, but they didn't get what they really wanted. So it's just the ideal, focusing on 20 clients and making $200 and then putting yourself in the mode of waiting for it to happen. Or I'm trying to say it's right, where you're just so confident that's going to happen that you just kind of go along with your life, you live your life, and then all of a sudden these things start happening. Some people call them miracles. And they are miracles because things have changed around to your favor and now everything's working out. That's what I see here. It's just the ideal of don't attach yourself to these people because when they start doing certain things and they are shady, I feel like they've done this to a lot of people. And it's just they want you to sit there and see their side of it and say, okay, this is how it works. We rip people off all the time. And we get away with
it.
So we're going to continue doing it.
I was willing to do that. And then I said to myself about a month ago, I said, well, I have the power. I control my own destiny. I have my own power. I can't let them, you know, tower over me and I get scared and sit in the corner.
Right.
So I wrote letters to the senator and the congressman. And lo and behold, they responded. Now they're investigating. So I hope it goes to a whole nother level where, hey, everything gets exposed. They've robbed me. I've known that. And they keep doing it. But it's just time for a change, and I'm tired. And like I told them, I'm going to fight you.
Right.
You know, I might be little old me with big old them, but, hey, nothing beats a failure but a try.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing, too, because they'll constantly try to keep doing that all the time where they're trying to really make you see their side of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to see their vision because, I mean, their vision is bad. I hate to say it that way, but, you know, but everybody who's in certain modes are doing the exact same thing. I mean, that's what people don't realize sometimes when people are ripping you off. The exact thing, what's going on is that's their image of their life. So they're going to play that out. That's who they are. It's not a conspiracy to get you. It's just, it's basically their life is reflecting who they are. They're shady people. I'm pretty sure they're shady with all their freaking lives. They're shady with everybody. Shady, shady, shady. And it's like, it reflects on everything. And they get to a point where this lady ain't going to do nothing. And then you did. You see, you already changed. You've already changed a lot of things with the picture they had in their mind, and no one would ever really do anything. They're just going to sit there and whine about it. So now you've done something about it, changed the whole thing. So now they're sitting there going, okay, I really think in some ways they're panicking in a certain way of trying to have some kind of, I don't know what you call it.
Leverage?
Yeah, the leverage freaked them out because you have it. So they're freaking out about that one. But I mean, what can you do in a situation like that?
I work too hard to get what I have accomplished to let it just blow up in my face.
To me, it's the most saddest thing in this freaking country. This is the greatest country in the freaking world, and the economy has made people so freaking greedy.
It's not the idea that the economy is going bad, and people got to get that through their head. The economy is only bad because you keep feeding into it. Mass consciousness says now that the economy is bad. We have a lot of us out here saying, no, it's not. But see, we also have it all around us. We're sitting there going, geez, man, sometimes the energy of other people and other situations can affect you. Well, you're sitting here like me. For example, I'm sitting here going, I do the show all the time. I got people praising everything I do. Where it's like constantly saying, you're great, you're doing good, and that's what you want. And I'm not saying it's going to my head. I'm just saying my baffling thing is constantly doing work and constantly working with people and constantly getting those messages out and talking to people and saying, we can change your life for the better, and working on all that. I mean, passing out cards and doing readings and stuff and doing excellent work. But you're trying to figure out why are you not making any money. And you're not trying to focus on the money part, but you would like to be compensated for what you're doing since this is all I do. And only thing I could trace it back to is when you start listening to everybody else around you, the conversations are more going back to the source of always talking about the economy. And I've actually seen legitimate companies who are doing great business, who have great customer service and all this good stuff, have actually stooped to the level of actually ripping people off. Because a fear is basically saying you need to do something. They're not looking at what they have, and they're not being grateful for what they got. They're looking at what they want and what they don't have. In the process of doing that, they're forgetting that the people who actually got them there and walking all over the people and the customers and clients, now their reputation is going down the tubes. So when this economy is over with, they're probably going to continue to go down the tubes because they chose to feed into this. And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody else. It's like, just don't feed into this. You know, I want you all to sit down and get this book. This is a great book, Super Beings. Super Beings, there's actually a chapter in there where it goes, now it's time to write your list of what you want to do. And to sit back and think about every part of your life, okay? Every section of your life, every part of it, and say, okay, what do you want in this life? It's not the idea you can have a good job and a crappy relationship. It's the idea of realizing now there are no limitations, and you can have both. Success, career, do what you want to do with your life. Have the life you want, even have the freaking neighborhood you want. It's just the idea of sitting down and focusing on it. And don't let anybody else come in there and say, that's impossible. Because in their life, it is impossible. But that's their perception, so you don't want to feed into their perception. You want to feed into yours. And that's what I'm talking about when we talk about self-esteem. It also seems like self-esteem is really hurt by it. Nobody can hurt or damage your self-esteem. Self-esteem, it's you. It's your self-talk. What you say to yourself on the inside that makes them justified in what they're saying. If you sit there and look at it for real, that's why we tell people when they get hurt, there's something in the statement that they made to you that's truthful. So you need to take a look at that. But at the same time, if it's not, ask yourself, why are you taking it so personal when it's just a person's assessment of you? Then you take a look at it yourself and go, no, that's not me. And once you start focusing on that and change your self-talk and say, I know who I am, I don't listen to you, then the outside talk cannot hurt you no more. That's what I'm saying. Nobody can hurt you because the spirit cannot be touched. The spirit cannot be touched. That's what the body's for. It's to protect you. It's your Chevy, your Mustang. As long as you keep it up here and you keep it going and functioning correctly, nobody can hurt you. The only thing that can hurt you is when you start feeding into everybody else that says, this is what we're going to do to you. And you go, oh, shoot, okay, go ahead. You know, because you think they can. Even with situations where you're fighting it, there's something in the back of your mind. That's what we always say. Focus on those thoughts and make sure all your thoughts in your head are actually going along with what you actually really want to do, because subconsciously you could be working against yourself. That's what I'm saying. You seem like you've done some really great work, and just keep it up and keep focusing on it. But what I would do in a situation like this is to focus on your crown chakra, your throat chakra, and your root chakra. Okay. The crown chakra is the one that you focus on your guidance coming through. That opens up to your angels. So it keeps that constantly flowing so you can keep focusing positively. Then your throat chakra, you keep that clear so what you see and what you know, you can keep speaking it and keep affirming and keep focusing. And when you get into situations with people, you just look at them and go, you start realizing you don't have to say anything. It's like you focus on that chakra, and when it's unbalanced, you seem like you want to just argue and just yell at everybody. When you balance that chakra out, what you start doing, and I've done it myself, where it's like certain people would just set me off by the things they said. And then I started really working on the chakras. The next thing I know, I could sit there and look at them and go, okay, this is, that's what you want to say, that's what you want to do, that's fine. I have to leave and go. And I just, it helps me to distance myself from that situation because I know it's taking me away from my vision. And then your ground chakra is just the idea of working on that so you won't feel insecure and ground yourself.
Oh,
does that help
okay.
you out?
Yeah. Okay.
But I do feel very positively about this, that it's going to fall in your favor. I just don't want anything else to come in there that can actually knock you off course.
I know. I caught myself. I was like, okay, you cried, now move on. You know.
Yeah, that's a
I
good
got
attitude.
Weak. I
yeah,
got weak.
And just look at it like this. You could also tell yourself, okay, I just cleansed myself of whatever I was hanging on to, where it could have been associated with something totally different. But you just need to release
right.
it at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit there and say, well, I've cleansed myself, now it's time to go on. Now I should be able to deal with this a whole lot better than I've been before. I'm a whole lot stronger. Because you probably did feel a lot stronger. And you almost probably came up with a lot of other things that you could do, or you just started focusing more positively on things that you really wanted to focus on instead of being pulled into their negative thinking.
Okay. But
there
it's not
going
to happen until in the new year, probably after the new year.
With the situation of life as it goes now, I would say you might actually see some difference. You might see, how would I put this? I do feel like at the beginning of the year, you're going to see some things that are going to really make you hopeful. And I think that's, I would say that you're going to get some signs at the beginning of the year that are going to tell you you're definitely heading in the right direction and to keep focusing on what you know in your heart. The connections you've already made are really going to make a difference here.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
how to put it. It's just the idea of saying you're going to see some signs that I feel like your angels are going to give you that says, you know, it's either keep going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. And I think it's the best one of those things to keep going, but also give you a sign of other things you can do to speed up the process, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Well, like I said, keep us informed and keep in touch. I'd love to hear how this plays out because I feel like we're really going to have a positive story out of this one, okay?
I know. Okay, then. I sure will.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
be the
one
first
thing I wanted
to know.
Okay, one thing I wanted to do for you, I keep forgetting, I promise everybody I'm going to shuffle the cards and give you a card to leave on, and then I have a tendency
okay.
to forget. So I'm trying not to forget, and when, like I said before, I got a lot of things going on too, so my mind's everywhere. Let me shuffle these a little bit here. Then I'm going to stop, and I'm going to tell you to tell me to shuffle. I mean, tell me to cut them or not cut them. I'm just like freaking out. It's cold here in Ohio, okay?
It's cold here in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I heard. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
My toes are freezing. Okay.
I was down there a couple of years ago and living in Daytona.
Oh.
I was so freaking mad. It was like, we had a couple of days, it was 10 degrees, and then in the same winter months, we also got flooded out. Well, we actually got flooded. It flooded, but not bad enough where we actually had to leave our houses. It was kind of funny. Just couldn't go anywhere else.
Okay, cut.
I said, okay, here. I stopped shuffling. You said cut it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. Just want to make sure. Okay. Now, your card is talking about, it's the Six of Swords. Sometimes I look at that card, and it, you know, just kind of gives me an idea of trips. Taking a trip, going somewhere, taking a leave of absence. This one here is upside down. So it's the idea of there's still a lot of problems, a lot of situations that are around you. And I keep getting this sense of almost like, and putting yourself in the root of these problems, putting yourself in the root of these situations, because I see a lot of, by confronting them and throwing yourself into them, I see a lot of healing. So I feel like what's going to happen, when the card represents travel most of the time, but what I see here is actually moving away from the negativity in your life, the stress, by facing these problems.
Right.
And so you and the way you've been thinking, you really have a really up, you have an up hand on this whole thing. You know, you got the upper hand on this whole thing because you're starting to really think, as you think more positive, you start thinking more things to think positive about. I would just take it one step further. You know, I always say, put yourself in the attitude of gratitude and be grateful for everything you have. And sometimes people say, well, I've been doing that. Well, then if you're still getting the message, then just take it one step further and start looking at everything that you're grateful for. Maybe some things you never even thought about. And it could be just simply saying, I love the house, I love the roof I have over my head. And then just start describing all the things you're grateful about in that house. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that's what I see there. It's like it's traveling. It's like it's confronting your problems and your issues helps you get away from those. So in some ways it is like traveling, but traveling away from your problems because once you face them, they don't exist anymore, and you're going to see yourself being pulled forward again. And it could be the idea of a situation happening with you with some of the things that you get distracted when you're trying to deal with this, the mortgage and this mortgage company is maybe there's just something, there's other little things that you need to work on to cut those loose so they're not dragging you down at the same time you're working with this. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But just, like I said, I'm not going to say hang in there. I'm saying this is a done deal. It's just you got to keep focusing on that outcome so you will definitely get that outcome. I don't care if it's somebody walks in your door and starts spouting off negative stuff. Slam the door and say, come back tomorrow.
See ya.
I'm just saying, some people come to your door and go, okay, this sucks, man, and they're having a bad day. It's best to just send them down the road and say, when you're not having a bad day, come back here, because we're not having a bad day here. You're not being rude. The person who's actually hitting you with all that negativity is being rude.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So focus, and I feel like you're really doing a great job. Don't think you're not. I'm just saying, keep doing it. You feel like you need to get more intense with it and do it. Get some visual aids. Check out some of those videos, some of those CDs from the Hindi Saints. Go on the website, check them out. They actually have things on there. You can actually check them out. And if you have a good computer, you can actually listen to them.
Okay.
And they're very, it's very interesting music. I was kind of like amazed at some of the different types of music they actually have. And I've got like, at one time I used to have, I got like 5 or 6 of them. But there's definitely one there. In there too. Just give them a call or go to the website and get you a catalog. You will not be amazed. You'll be amazed at what you can actually get. And these things are really good for visual aids, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. You have a great night. And call us back on Friday night.
Friday?
We're having nothing but readings for 2 hours, okay?
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Might have some news then. Who knows?
Hey, you never know, man. But give us a call. Maybe we can work on something else, too. Maybe you found out one of the issues.
I know, right?
About the cars. Yeah.
Okay.
But also tell everybody, I want to tell everybody else, too, if you want to get a private reading, just call and make an offer. You never know, man. I've never turned anybody down.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You have a great weekend, and, we'll probably see you Friday, but definitely have a beautiful holiday, okay?
Okay, I will. Tomorrow's my birthday,
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call, and you have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. What'd I do? I just kind of lost my train of thought on that one. Area code 3603. You're on the air. What's your name and how are you? And I think I know who you are.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, Donnie. This is Amy.
What's up? How are you? I was going to give you a call the other night, but what happened was I got a call from a lady who wants me to do their show. So
that's another thing, too.
Goddess Roundtable. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, but she had a show called, I think it was Monster in the Vagina, I think it was.
Is that on VCR?
It's on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Goddess Roundtable. I'm actually going to be on that show next Thursday, the 23rd.
What time is that on?
I'm not really sure about the timing on the whole thing. We're still like in the mode of her coming back and getting a hold of me. I think I would definitely look. It's gotta be. I think. I keep getting 3 o'clock, 3 p.m.
Okay.
So check that out. Then was that? And then there was God, look at Dr. Spirit something yesterday. Because I want to give him a plug because he let me be on his show. And I can't remember his freaking name. Because I was trying to pull the thing up and I didn't put it down. But he's got a nice show, too. I just wish I could remember his name. And every time I try to find my freaking facts that I have here, I just can't find nothing. If I find it, I have 1,000 pens I can't find. So that's when I look over that whole situation and going, okay. It's like with the thing with the chakras. I think maybe I should be working on my own chakras.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes I'm just saying, when you get clutter around you, there's pretty likely there's clutter within you too as well. So I'm trying to keep that one down as much as possible. But I was trying to think what I had his. Yeah, she had a couple good shows. She's the Mrs. You know something? I even forgot to ask her name, but she goes above the show. But the show itself is called Goddess Roundtable. She's good at star activation.
Oh.
I'm not really sure what that is, but if you do, she does that. Heart
neat.
Expansion. Huh?
I said that's neat.
Yeah, she also does light body activation as well. A bunch of other things, too. She's a very interesting lady. I recommend it to you if you get a chance, call in and listen to the show. I'm going to be on it myself. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm going to actually be answering questions and doing readings, too. So if not, call in. I'm sure you could ask a couple questions, and if you're not, I could ask her about that myself. But from what I understand, we're definitely going to, that's what it's about, because she asked me about that myself, if I had any problems answering a couple questions. The show was on yesterday. I think it's Dr. Rob Spirit something. I really hate that because I have the number, too, and I can't find that either. I can give you the number. You can check it all out, guys.
I don't have anything to write with down with those myself, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you can give him a call.
Yeah, right.
If you give him a call on his show, actually the number I had for him was 310-861-2343. Really nice guy. I wish his show would have been a little bit longer than 30 minutes because I came on. It was pretty quick and got to talk about myself a little bit. But, I mean, I always really want to talk to other people. That's my big thing. I have a tendency to forget. So, you know, how
and
you been? What do you do?
Yeah, and you like to talk.
Do I do? Yes. So what do I do? You know, I talk. But I know I've just been saying, no, I do psychic readings and angel card readings. I'm a medium, psychic, that kind of thing. Everybody should call in today, too. 646-721-9031. We haven't got our 10th caller yet. I'd like to give these 45 minutes of readings away because it's one of those things of, it's Christmas. I didn't care if it was Christmas or not if I give them away. And if I'm mistaken, Andy, you haven't taken advantage of yours.
I haven't yet, no.
Yeah, because I really want to call you back the other night and say, hey, this is what's going on, and really wanted to talk to you, but it was just, you know, it's like, it's kind of a crazy thing right now. I'm trying to talk to as many people as I can. It's like you just get pulled and say, okay, I hear somebody saying they need some help. It's like being Superman, supersonic hearing, going, okay, I need something. Oh, getting pulled.
Little bat signal in the sky.
Yeah, I actually want to do a show that says, I do a show called, they say you're a psychic and you have kids or have a child who's also very psychic. And they won't do it. I wanted to call it, it's like being Superman, and your kids won't use their powers.
Right.
I'm not really sure how to format the show. It's almost like, you know, being a Superman or being a psychic, if you, you know, it's like have a show. If you are a psychic and you can't understand why your kid will not use its gift because of certain things, I wanted to go over the ideals because I have a daughter the same way. And it seems like it's more of a religious influence of being scared to use it because of what people will think.
Right.
The rest
of
us don't care. So, Amy, let me ask you a question. Did you call in for a question or was you just listening to the show? Because that's what I was hesitating about. I was like, okay.
I was just listening, but if I really don't have a specific question, but if you want to shuffle and pull a card for me, I would appreciate that.
Okay, well, one way to ask the question, because I do have someone else on the line, but I'd be glad to give you that card, and I could put you,
right.
I don't know how to do this. I think I'll just let it happen, and you sit there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away from this old format of doing the show, but I used to have premium, and now I'm back down to the other part. So my Twitch
I understand making changes, so.
Yeah, so I'm sort of looking at this thing. Well, actually, there's some good ones and some bad ones. But on the other switchboard, I have the option of putting you back on hold, where you could actually just keep listening. So I don't know how this works. I've had people talk before, and they said, well, I just said they listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well, I'm just saying. Even when I hung up, they was like, no, I'm still listening. I said, well, if that's the case, then it's great. So,
well, I'll tell you what, after you're done with this, I can hang up, and then I'll call back in, and you just leave me listening, okay?
Okay,
I shuffled your cards for you.
Okay, I shuffled your cards for you. All you need to tell me is, do you want me to cut the deck or just leave it the way it is?
Just leave it the way it is.
Okay. Now, with your card, you've actually got the Six of Swords, too. Now, with the situation, it's kind of funny because I shuffled those cards about 3,000 times. so we have to go with this card and say, you know, this card is like the other person's card. That's unusual. I would definitely look at this even more intentionally because of that shuffling that I just did. But this card here just represents it's upside down, just like hers. And I just look at it as a card. It's basically saying there's a lot of things going on right now, and you're distancing yourself from them. Because I get, well, what I mean by that is it's like you're dealing with the issues, and the more you deal with those issues, it's like it's, describe it like this. You feel like there's something holding you back, all right? Then you start dealing with the issues, you're cutting them loose. So it's like a balloon. You're in a hot air balloon, and when you start cutting the sandbags away, you just keep getting higher and higher. So we sit here in a situation, this one, which is a very good analogy, because what it's saying is basically that we all have a tendency, once we let go of our fears and the situations that usually are backed up by those fears, we start feeling a lot more higher in our lives, where we just feel like more positive and more energetic. So we just keep getting lifted higher and higher. And then we start noticing that we start attracting certain different types of people in our lives. Or maybe the people that were in our lives, the ones we were hoping that would change, start doing so by example.
Yeah.
So that's what you get with this card, okay? So
it means something to me. I'll tell you later, okay?
Hey, no problem.
All righty.
I'm just saying, you know, taking an advisement and say that was intense.
Mhm.
I do feel like there's a trip in there somewhere too.
Well, that'd be great.
On that one, I definitely do feel a trip. So.
That'd be great. Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you for calling, and we'll definitely be talking later. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye. All right. Thank you. Let's go on to caller three. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I just pushed on something. Nothing happened. I hate when that happened. All right. Area code 253, you're on the air, and how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Donnie. Good. This is Lynn. I am happy to talk to you again. You know me. I've talked to you before.
Yeah, you're calling from Washington State, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I finally got that.
And I was hoping I could get a tarot reading from you today. And, you know, you've talked to me about this guy that I'm interested in, and it feels like the divorce is imminent. But I'm sensing that... he's on overwhelm, and he's put me on the back burner. She's also got nieces and nephews that he's very attached to, and it's all just kind of really kind of traumatizing him on the divorce. He's aware that he has not just to leave her, but also the little ones that he's really loving. And so I'm getting that... he's all, you know, it's a lot for him, and he's just kind of gone, yes, I really care for this woman, and that would be me, but it's too much,
mm-hmm.
and see what you get on that.
Well, I look at it differently. You're talking about traumatizing a guy, and I say, you know, something's kind of crazy when you look at the situation of being traumatized because a person is inflicting him with a lot of positive from
right.
the nephews and the nieces and all the kind of people around that he actually does care about and love, and using that to make him feel bad.
It is cruel, and I see it as manipulation, but
that's still classified as, you could call that verbal abuse as well.
Yeah. It's
she's not doing it per se, but, yeah, she's not directing it or nothing, but, I mean, she is directing it, just a bit. She is directing it. But
oh, yes, she is.
But she's not the actual person who's actually doing it. That's just kind of amazing someone would go that far to actually make somebody feel that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of those things, too, where he's actually knowing more and more exactly what he needs to do, too. But it can be overwhelming. I've seen situations like this before where I don't like them because sometimes in situations like this, they can be put into a mode where you don't know what they're going to do. I've actually worked with a couple of women who had ex-husbands that just kept on battering to get back together, and they just caved in because they just couldn't deal with it anymore, to the point because they had family around them, and everybody was saying, well, you know, he's this, this, and this, and, you know, who cares what he does? You got one? You know, some kind of, it's just the attitude and mentality of everybody just thinking on the surface, I guess you'd say. It's a surface thinking thing. And so really, honestly, looking at the situation and saying, what are you talking about? This is bad. You know, I'm pretty sure you've talked to women before where they sort of go, well, this guy's not as bad as the last one, but he's still bad. So it's still a bad situation. It's still bad. And that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a situation where you look at it and go, okay, he's getting hit with a lot of emotions right now.
Yeah,
very intensely. And I would even say that he's very emotional to the point where I feel like this is a guy, if he, in some ways, I keep getting the impression he needs to cry.
Yeah.
That'd be a good cleansing for him, a good way of actually getting some strength to deal with this and go, okay, I cried about this, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that cleansing, that's what I see it as,
mm-hmm.
it's just a cleansing, letting everything go. But there's a lot of other things that are hitting him right now that he hasn't dealt with in the past, too, and now they're all being brought to the surface again because of what
mm-hmm.
this woman's doing. But I feel like in the long run, it's going to be a heck of a journey, but I still see a positive outcome, and I still see the idea I've seen it before, and just saying, hey, you know something, these two are going to be together, so.
You see that for us?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Now, when you say you want a tarot card reading, do you?
I do, yeah. I want to see what the cards say with regard to him sticking his neck out and getting in touch with me and actually being available to me after this process or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whew. I don't really ask the question because I was like, I'm doing the thing with I give the card. It seemed like you want a little more in-depth reading than that, don't you?
Well, I think the cards kind of give me something, you know, for the next couple minutes, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, what I was suggesting was I would, after we get out the air, I could actually do a full reading for you.
Oh,
I haven't got my 10th caller today.
Oh, too bad. Too bad it wasn't me. Okay.
But right now I feel like that we're getting down there, and it's like, why don't we do this? I just want, something keeps coming to me of actually doing a full in-depth reading anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem doing it for you.
Wow,
so,
that would be sensational. It feels like to me he's just so traumatized that he's put me on the back burner, and I just want a clue on how to respond and how, well, I know how to respond, but I want to see what the cards say.
Yeah, because I look at the situation going, you know something? It's something you should not take personal. It's just the idea of taking assessment of pushing back intense emotions. And since he has to deal with the ones that he's got going on right now, he feels like he needs to push these back because
mm-hmm.
I feel like in some ways he has confidence with it. They're not going anywhere. But he can't really deal with that right now, and he's not in a situation where he really can anyway. So
right.
He's like pushing you on the back burner, of course, but it's not because of anything of putting you on hold. It's just that he can't deal with you right now. He has to deal with
what's
going on and what he's being subjected to. So,
but
you know,
you feel clearly that you see us together eventually.
Well, I took a look at the situation, and I can see where his heart's at. I definitely see a nice long etheric cord attached to you, heart to heart, and then anybody else. I mean, sure, there's a attachment there too with her, but I just feel like it's on the verge of that ready to get severed. And what I would do in a situation like this, I've had other people do this too, where you can actually invoke your angels, not for yourself, but for them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've had a situation where I was like, I've done it myself. I said, okay, I'll talk to my guardian angel. Could you go talk to this person? And they kind of converse and talk and communicate. And they work out something there. And I start noticing that when I've done that before, I get some kind of sign, maybe some kind of communication from them. But it always seemed like there was something positive that came through the line. So, but you can definitely
that sounds like a
healing.
Really cool idea. Thanks.
Yeah, doing healing for somebody else. Just send it down there. Archangel Mikey.
Mikey?
Archangel, yeah.
Uh-huh. We know Mikey.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my buddy. So Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, I would do that. But I would center and think about asking Gabriel to help out as well, because that's the angel, for me, I've always, you know, angel of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's having Gabriel with you has a tendency to help you be more vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with yourself. It's okay, be vocal with yourself, be vocal with people around you, and be honest. I mean, I think I've had him with it a couple times where I knew a lady, a chick that I knew in Colorado, that everybody just seemed to kiss this woman's butt, okay? And I just can't do that.
Jeez.
But I'm just saying, I was sitting and looked at her, and I was putting her Christmas lights up. I almost fell off her roof 4 times, and where I was at was in a 100-foot drop. When I come back down the house, I mean, it's freezing, it's snowing. It's my fault for waiting for long to put the lights up, but, you know, I'm trying to do a favor for this lady, no matter what the weather is. And the first thing she says when I come in the house is, are my lights up yet? No, it wasn't nothing, are you cold? Here, let me get you warm. And then, are your lights up? It was just, your lights, and my lights, are my lights up?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I must have been too cold. I looked at her and I said, you know something? You egotistic, self-centered.
Oh, dear.
I said, don't you realize I almost fell off your freaking roof? I said, it's snowing and this and this. I said, can't you think of anybody else?
Donnie, I don't want to.
But I'm just saying, when I did that.
Mm-hmm. I know,
I
hear that.
It released me from right then and there where I was calm for the rest of the day.
Oh,
and it was really a good thing. So when we sit there and did the whole thing, and I noticed everybody around me had their jaws like hit the floor. I'm sitting there going, I just looked at them and said, it was probably
Donnie.
Something you all wanted to say. Thank you, I did it for you. And everybody was just, it just seemed like there was, most people would think you'd have a positive, I mean, you have more of a negative atmosphere, but for some reason, it just kind of cleared the air. I don't know if it was something between us or not, but it just kind of cleared the air and everybody was more,
yeah,
what's the word?
I hear you.
They were more vocal. Everybody was talking and stuff, and it
okay.
was kind of like, the next guy there was like,
get off and let you take other callers, and then if you want to call me back and give me an in-depth reading, I'd love that. Or do you want me to call
I didn't
you?
Even go in depth. I mean, I didn't go to depth and the whole thing. I'm just saying he has to be verbal where he's at so he can actually break free of the whole thing instead of just sitting back with his mouth shut, not saying anything, and try to figure it out. But I feel like he's already figured it out. Now he has to do the other thing. Because it's one of those things where I know what
to
do.
I think that's accurate, definitely.
Yeah, he has to do the work now, and he has to follow through with what he knows he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sending him this energy and actually invoking these angels to help him heal and do that kind of thing, it's just going to speed things up.
Yeah. Way cool. I love that. Thank you.
So I wasn't trying to get, like I was getting a little negative there. I was just trying to express that it needs to be a complete release. So whatever he's got to say, he has to say it.
And I love that crying thing would release it too. I think that would be really
good. Yeah, crying. Yeah. So if you break down crying, tell him it's okay. That's a good thing. A lot of men have problems with that. It's just a cleansing. It's all it is, cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make him weak. Okay. It actually shows that he's very strong by letting him go through those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty?
Okay.
And I will definitely, you can give me a call back. I'll give you a call back, whatever comfortable with you, and we'll definitely do that reading for you, all right?
I would love that. That sounds exciting. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I guess I'll wait till you call, since I don't know how many callers you have. So you have my number.
Okay.
I'll wait for you to call. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you for the call. Thanks. Bye. Hello, everybody. We still got 25 minutes left on the line. I want you guys to all kick in there and start calling us. Really anxious here. I'm really excited. It's like Christmas. I'm pretty sure you all have some questions out there that have to pertain to the first of the year. Also, if there's any questions about what's going on in your life right now, maybe you can't figure out what to get your girlfriend for Christmas. I've actually been pretty good at that. If you have any legal issues, I had a psychic who told me that a couple days ago that I should be a paralegal. So I've noticed I have given some people advice on a lot of things. Sometimes they're an orthodox way of looking at things, but sometimes we have to think outside the box to get the right reaction or to come up with the right way or right direction to go in. And that's what we've got to keep thinking about. Why should I even say, stop letting the world dictate your success? That's what I'm saying. You know, I've had a person I was seeing the other day, last night, working out, and I was probably doing 5 reps for an exercise, but he said, we only did 3, so therefore you didn't do anything. That's not a good perception on the whole thing, because I did 3 reps, and I went past the weight I usually do. So when you sit there and start getting that kind of a situation, you have to sit, when I say be verbal, and when you need to say something, say it. Because at that moment, I looked at him, I said, I'm not trying to say anything harmful. I'm just saying, I did accomplish what I was trying to do. 5 is my goal, but if I do 3, I'm more than halfway there. So it's like when you look at the things of manifestation, and you're seeing some things pop into place. Maybe you haven't reached the whole goal yet, but see, you're starting to see things, which is telling you how far you've come, which is basically, if you're seeing signs, which means you've come past where you didn't think you could be at, but here you are, and they're trying to give you a heads up and say, keep going. Keep going. Okay? So that's what the whole thing is. Don't give up. Never give up. It's one of those things of some people have a tendency to give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, and you don't want to do that. And I guarantee you, we'll go back over that real quick, since we got 23 minutes. It's like the idea of, don't worry, we're not going to go over the chakras per se. I was just trying to give you guys like a little insight on what chakras and what your aura is and how important they are on how you interpret and hear your guidance. You know, the idea of the more higher vibration you have, if you picture angels being on a higher, they're in a different dimension but on a higher frequency. Well, the higher you bring it up, the more likelihood you might actually see one. And if you ever seen people that actually have seen angels, they're very positive, happy people, so they have a higher vibration. So you got to look at that whole scenario. It's really cool. Okay, so you look at that situation, put it all together, and you'll see why auras and chakras are very important. They're energy centers. They're regulating the energy going into your body. And it's like looking at the situation and realizing exactly what you are and what you're not. You know, and through all kinds of ways you can stimulate those, even just by simply exercising every day, or 3 times a day, you're stimulating those things. And you could work out every day. I just recommend you don't, if you're a person who just works out 3 days a week, don't so up to 6 days because you know. But just throw something in there as physical. You could work out with weight 3 days a week, and then the rest of the remainder of the week, you could just take simple walks. That's still getting the energy flowing, so it would definitely have a benefit on the whole thing. And plus, you'll definitely feel better. And the power and the use of psychic breathing are boundless, okay? So think about that. And basically, it's like when I take a deep breath before reading or do a prayer, I do a lot of breathing when I do those. That's, I guess you could say, that's psychic breathing. Breath is life. So the more life you can bring into your body, the higher your vibration. So we're sitting there looking at the whole thing on that level. So it's very interesting. But like I said before, I was recommending some books at the beginning of the show. John Holland is a good author. I like his books. I've got 2 of them. Born Knowing was a good one, too, as well. It just teaches you a lot of techniques on how mediums work. And it all seems to be focused and traced back to breathing. You know, the more, it's like you breathe, you clear out, open yourself up. And chakras, really help that too. And the breathing, it's like a full circle. You'll sit there and breathe in, breathe out, focus, meditate. At the same time, you're basically actually, in some ways, you're balancing your chakras. So when you breathe in and breathe out, I've actually seen people, you see a difference in their auras, you know? So there's definitely a connection there. So breathing is very important. And I, right now, for the life of me, I can't remember the guy's name, but there's actually a book out there that talks about breathing. Okay? Breathing. When we were younger, we seemed to be all hyper and all this kind of stuff. And some people are associating with it being young. But they also notice that when you're younger, you also breathe differently. You breathe deeper. You're constantly breathing. And as you get older, it's like you get so caught up in everything around you, you forget to breathe. You see what I'm saying? So then we come back to being conscious of our auras, conscious of our chakras. Then we're conscious of ourselves. Then we start noticing things about ourselves. Now, the idea of breathing is a way of noticing that I don't breathe enough. And then when you start breathing enough and you start doing it and you start breathing correctly, then you start noticing differences in your body. And if you were a person that could see chakras and all that kind of stuff, then you would probably see a difference in your body as well. You know, it's one of those things. And then you start thinking differently. You start even focusing on being more healthy, being more vocal, more conscious, even to the point when you start putting those all together, you start being more caring. And that's just the idea. If you can't associate with positive people, associate yourself with positive angels and chakra, you know, positive, and just focus on positive. And you'll probably start seeing those negative people either changing to be more positive people because you're a good influence, or you just don't see them as much as you used to before, I'm just saying, when you sit there and start focusing, you start being more aware of what's around you. And they always say that the angels are always giving you, we'll say God, angels, instead of masters, your archangels, your higher self, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, all those entities around you, spirits, they are giving you signs. So the more you pay attention to your surroundings, the more likely you're going to see those signs. So the situation is kicking. Just hang in there. Like I said before, just look for the signs. And take the signs for what they are. Don't sit there and take a sign and go, I already made my mind up, so this is what it means. No, take the sign for what it is. Because the decision you probably made could be pointing it out to you that you can't do that. Or maybe you shouldn't take that direction. They're trying to keep you from going down someplace that you shouldn't go. And maybe deep down they know that, and they're trying to get that through to you as well. So pay attention to those things. You got John Holland, got the book called Born Knowing. He also got his other book called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. Now take those and really put a lot of depth in those books. I know when I got the Medium book, I've been doing this for a long time, and I still got some tips out of that book as well on how to improve on what I was doing in the first place. Don't forget, I always talk about Doreen Virtue too. Doreen Virtue is basically one of those people. She's got books out there. She's got Healing with the Angels. I hear she has a lot of other new books that I haven't gotten yet. But, you know, I just definitely feel like that if you can get a hold of those books, they're going to definitely make an impression and a difference in your life. The one that I've had, the Healing with the Angels, Messages from the Angels, Healing with the Fairies. She's actually had a couple of books on weight control and the connection between spirituality, that when you focus on your body and you start focusing on balancing chakras too, that you can actually, it can be associated why you've gained weight in certain areas of your body. She also has another book called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with the Divinities and Deities. It's a great book. It goes over all the archangels, all the ascended masters, and everything in between. So check that one out. And she has another book, too, on guidance. I can't remember what the thing is. There's a book called Divine Guidance. It's a great book for people who are actually working on their four clairs, clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizance and something like that. Get the book. You'll figure out exactly what I'm talking about. I always have trouble with that one word. I don't know why. But when you get that book, it basically has ways of testing your psychic ability. It has ways in there to improve it. Very good tools. I recommend that book highly, too. There's another guy that I really go into. His name is John Randolph Bryce. He's got some really great books on there. We're trying to really always have a thing about the show where we're always talking about angels and their connections to everything. You know, now this week we're talking about chakras and angels. They really help. They really do. And it's just the idea, once you start doing these things and you're really constantly doing them all the time, it's just even the idea of just breathing. And knowing you're in a stressful situation, take a deep breath. It's just the idea of cleansing and opening those chakras again and balancing them out because you're in a stressful situation. John Randolph Price's book. He's got this book here. It's called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. He's also got Empowerment. You can do, be, and have all things. My favorite book is called The Super Beings, Overcoming Limitations to the Power of the Mind. And there's a lot of things. There's also another guy called John Canfield. He has a lot of good things out there. He's got some journals. He's definitely someone to look into right now. He's got a couple. He's got a good book here called Key to Living the Law of Attraction. He's also got a website too called www.dreambigcollection.com. On there, you can get yourself a Law of Attraction gratitude, a daily journal. He's also got a Team Dream Big Collection, which is journals and stuff for your team. Also, he's got the same name for kids, Dream Big Collection. Also, on that whole thing, it's journals and stuff for your kids. He thinks that the younger you start teaching your kid these things, a whole lot more productive they're going to be in their lives, because they'll have tools to actually figure out what's going on. It's a very good book. It covers about everything. It talks about the Law of Attraction, how to live it, how to make it move. John Canfield, try that one out. There's a lot of other books. And what I would do is I recommend that you go to Hay House. Hay House is actually having some specials this month. I hear you can really get some really good deals on all these books. So check it out. That's www.hayhouse.com. Just check the whole thing out if you've never been there before. Or go to Amazon.com. I go there myself. And they also are versed in both places. You can also get angel cards. Dorian Virtue has a lot of cards. Archangel cards, Healing with the Fairy cards, Healing with the Angel cards. She also, recently I've seen Archangel Raphael cards and Archangel Michael cards. So check those out. We were also talking about earlier in the show, we were talking about I'm going to be on Goddess Roundtable next week, Thursday the 23rd. We're not really sure about a time yet, so just keep checking the sites and everything else. I'm definitely you can pick it up there. And as soon as we get it, you'll get it. So make sure that you keep that on. And keep checking out Blog Talk Radio. They got a lot of great shows, a lot of good psychics, and I've got a lot of good shows on there with spirituality, so check them all out. I'm going to keep me a list of things, especially when I do go on these shows. The reason I go on these shows is basically because I want to spread the news about what I do, but also the same thing, I also really believe in what they're doing too, because I believe we should all have all different kinds of information coming from everybody. Everybody is valid. Everybody is here for a reason. It balances the universe out, so therefore they're there. So check them out. If you don't agree with me, that's your right, and I respect that as much as anybody else, okay? And with situations and things out there, when you come across people who basically don't respect anything about you, best thing to do is walk away. So check that one out. Try to do that every once in a while. Don't sit there and let yourself be subjected. You do not have to put up with anything. You know, it's like it's great to be there for people. It's great to be nice. And when you sit there and really work on chakra clearings, you do those two meditations a day, do one in the morning, one at night, and then you sit there and just focus on your aura and you meditate and you really live the spiritual lifestyle, you'll start attracting the same kind of people. And when you start wondering why there are certain people that are coming to you that kind of make you wonder, then just be neutral. Listen to what they're saying. Because it could be also just a simple situation of you being in a position because of the changes that you've made, that you can actually really help this person make some major decisions that they're going to as well because of the decisions you've made. So keep your eyes open for that one as well. So we're getting down to 10 minutes in the show. And also for a while, we're going to go back to doing one-hour shows. I'm hoping that won't be very long. But like I said before, it's like I don't know what's going on. It's like I feel like the channel should be wide open, and there's sometimes I do wonder why things are the way they are. But I also feel like in certain situations like this, right behind, there's something right behind it. Okay, there's something right there behind it that's going to be explosive and very powerful, and then you're going to understand why there was such a, there could be things slowing down, things are quiet, or you're in a situation where you're not making any money and you can't figure out why, because you're doing the exact same thing you've done before, maybe even putting a lot more into it. And that's what I do with the shows here. I just want to put more and more and more into these things. Sometimes I do get irritated with some people who say, you know, I'm a person who does this, and I give free readings away to people and that kind of thing. Well, so do I. And I'm very flexible, and I'm very open. I try to keep my mind open for everybody when they walk through that door. So I'm constantly caring about what they think, what's going on with them, to the point where I can hear what's going on and also hear the information that's coming through, so therefore we can make a change in that person's life. And sure, sometimes it's hard to do, but it's not impossible. And it's constantly working on the whole thing because we are in this human body, so it has its time or it does have its influences. But I'm just saying, the more you focus on these spiritual things, the more you can make focus on you, because you are a spiritual, person. The human part is basically, I would call your car, and you don't let your car make your decisions. Do you make the deal with your Chevy or your Mustang? Do you let those things make your decisions in your life? No, I hope not. And that's the way it is with your body. I mean, yes, we have emotions to express ourselves and the love and care and that kind of stuff. But I feel like when you look at the chakras, you're going to see that that's more the soul, the spirit, that's exuding that love unconditionally. And the body has a tendency to interpret it in certain ways. And we do express ourselves in certain relationships in different ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then, you know, when you put those all together, that's a great relationship as well. But when you sit there and look at those situations and you feel them, you start feeling who you really are. And the ego starts losing its touch on you. And at the same time this is happening, don't be surprised if the ego starts kicking in and putting his feet down, because he doesn't want to go down that easily. But the more you put into this stuff and the more you focus on your spirit, and spirituality is a big thing, not a fad, it's going back to the roots of how we were in the first place. I mean, how we know that in the garden, it wasn't that way in the beginning in the first place. Manifestation. Poofing right there. There you go, boom, boom. And then somehow in the situation of, it's the idea of eating from the tree, we went from being a spiritual being to being a human being. And that's what God was trying to keep us from doing, was to experience what it means to be human, which is a very painful thing. And being too much. And when you're a spiritual being, I've noticed that myself, nothing really bothers you. You know, focus, meditate, fasting is one of those easy things to do. You just stop eating for 4 or 5 days. I mean, it's one of those things. I guess you can sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, pray, focus, ask your angels to get you to a period of fasting, because it's a very fascinating thing, too, because you start seeing things differently. You start realizing that life is all about choices. On everything, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, you know? And then when you put yourself in a situation where you have to do things, then it just sets off a chain reaction where you're constantly compromising. You're constantly thinking, what I really want to do with my life because I got to pay the rent. Now what you do is you focus. You sit down, get you a freaking focus board, and tell yourself, this is what I want. And then start finding some find yourself some visual aids and start focusing on that life. Okay? You know, the idea of working and that kind of thing, if you got that still going on, you know, determine how long you're going to be doing that, and then start focusing on this is when this life's going to kick in. It might be just one of those things of finding a way to let down your resistance to realize you can get it and letting go of those limitations that you put on yourself and say, no more. This day I denounce that money is my substance, my supply, my support. And start realizing who really is, universe, God. And looking at that kind of energy really makes you think that is there anything really more powerful than that? If I'm made in the image of God, are my problems and situations really more powerful than I am? I think not. But it's one of those things that you got to discover yourself as well. So the reason I try to do these things from week to week, day to, you know, show to show is the idea of chakra clearing. Made a big difference in my life, you know, to the point where I've been doing psychic work for a long time. Just after I started doing those chakra clearings and focusing on the aura, and it just seemed like another new world opened up for me. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do too, is go out there and discover these new worlds, these new things, and then start realizing they were always a part of you that you somehow pushed to the side. And then you start thinking, oh, I had this when I was younger. We all had it when we were younger. And then whatever we were subjected to at the time pulled us away from it. So now we're just trying to get back to source, get back what we were separated from, and start realizing that working together we can create a wonderful, awesome life. So keep that in mind. So check out the books at the Tay House, www.hayhouse.com or amazon.com. And do some research. And I always tell people, especially some of my clients, if you're being drawn to get a book or whatever, and you feel like you need to get that, or you're at a bookstore and a book falls off at your feet, take it seriously. Look at that. See what it's all about. Is it one of those things that I should be looking at? Why did it fall off in front of me? Why did that black cat just cross my path? It might be a good thing, not a bad thing. And if you're not sure about the whole thing, do some research. What does a black cat really mean? In actuality, a black cat was actually good luck. That's why Egyptians, you know, that was actually protection from certain spirits and certain. It's like protection. Cat was protection. So therefore, if it's protection, something like it's a good thing. So when we sort of look at the cards can be traced back to. We've had shows on that too as well, realizing that tarot cards in themselves, the higher arcana, is actually backed by an angel for each one of those cards, which are called the inner angels. You get John Randolph Price's book, so like I said before, we had Angel Energy. We also have the other book called Angels Within Us, where it talks about the 22 inner angels that govern each one of those gateways. It helps us manifest abundance, helps us have those successes we want, loving relationships, spirituality, opening up all those gates again so you can, because like I said before, I feel like the law of attraction works every day, but I also know I've seen the law of attraction will attract to you exactly what you're thinking and focusing on. So sometimes if you look deep in your subconscious mind, you'll start realizing that you have thoughts there that you wasn't aware of. But the good news is you can change those to positive ones. And that's what I say to everybody, when you're sitting there trying to be more spiritual, more positive, it's not the idea of keeping a track of the negative ones, the negative thoughts, negative reactions, and that kind of stuff. It's the ideal of saying, okay, how can I turn that into a positive, you know? Okay, guys, well, we'll see you all our next show, which is Friday at 6 p.m. We're doing nothing but readings for 2 hours, so give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, give me a call. Private readings right now are $25 for half an hour and 45 minutes for an hour. Now the number there is 937-838-6337. Join us Friday. May God and the angels bless you every minute of the day. And we will talk to you Friday. Thank you for all you guys who called in. I really appreciate that, and happy holidays.